Swabhoma Bhattacharya, which glorifies our Lord. Ujvala Vadana Gaurabhara Deham Vilasita Niravati Bhava Videham Tribhuvana Pavana Kripaya Lesham Tam Pranamami Cha Shri Sachitanayam. I prostrate myself before the son of Mother Sachi, whose radiant lotus face and body shine with the splendor of molten gold. This transcendental body is the playground for the continuous expression of variegated moods and ecstatic symptoms that carry his consciousness to the realm where he is no longer aware of that transcendental body. By only a particle of his mercy, he has delivered all the three worlds. So again we hear that Mahaprabhu's lotus face and body shines with the splendor of molten gold. When you have gold, it already looks very attractive, but when you melt it, then somehow by the combination of heat or fire and the gold, the gold becomes very shiny and resplendent. You can really see the color in a way you have not seen it before. So Mahaprabhu's transcendental body is looking like that, shiny gold, not just gold, shiny and effulgent. But from time to time, this body becomes the playground of various ecstasies. And then Mahaprabhu becomes just totally transformed. This is what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained. And once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his time in Puri, was dancing. I don't know if you have heard, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 24 years in Navadvip, and then he stayed another 18 years in Puri. Now, of these 18 years, 6 years were spent in doing every day, a kirtan around the beautiful Sri Mandir or Puri Mandir. So I will request maybe Vrindavan Priya, would you like to close the doors? Because then the preparations can go on undisturbed in the other room. So during this kirtan, something wonderful happened one day. Mahaprabhu was entering the mood of Srimati Radharani calling out for Krishna. And in that mood, he became totally overwhelmed with deep feelings of longing and separation. And as the ocean of his feelings rose and made turbulent waves, all of a sudden he could not contain his emotions any longer. The waves were too high and he crashed to the ground. And when he crashed to the ground, he started to cry uncontrollably again. Where is my Krishna? When you cry and you perspire and you are on the ground and roll on the ground, you pick up dust. So Mahaprabhu's body became covered with dust, and the dust by the moisture or liquid of his tears became black so that he looked like Krishna. Mahaprabhu then developed Sri Mukos and Sri Saliva. I'm saying Sri because it's really beautiful and wonderful. It's not like that when we have these bodily excretions. We hear of some of his devotees when they saw that Mahaprabhu's developed a foam around his mouth. There was this one devotee called Shubhananda, the most intelligent of all the Vaishnavas, who jumped forward, took both of his hands and ate that Shri foam. So Mahaprabhu was dancing and falling on the ground and showing these symptoms of ecstasy. Now, there was one devotee there, a very prominent devotee, who saw this and developed a doubt. It was the king, King Pratapa Rudra, when he saw Mahaprabhu covered with the wet dust, his whole body had become black. He developed, he's so beautiful and he's such a wonderful sannyasi, but look, this is really too much. Now, I sometimes feel, imagine one of us, let us say the highly fortunate Gaura Krishna, would jump up on Gopunima, run outside of the castle, start to dance, cry, perspire, roll about. Most probably we would think, let's call the hospital. Most probably we would think like this. We would react in a way where we wouldn't understand that he is ecstatic, because we Hare Krishnas are not very ecstatic. We talk about it, but when you find someone, you think maybe he's a sahajiya, or he needs to go to the hospital. It's a goal of Krishna consciousness. This is explained in the Bhagavatam, to become overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings of attachment to Krishna, like Akrura, when he went into Braj on a chariot and saw the footprints of Krishna on the ground. Akrura jumped from his chariot, threw himself into the dust and started to cry. And both Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Prabhupada said, this is the goal of the human form of life, to become overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings upon seeing something of Krishna. Yeah, something. These were the footprints. So Pratapa Rudra was thinking, this is too much. Look at him. He's so emotional. And he really developed this doubt, although in his heart he did feel a lot of attraction to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So you must understand, Pratapa Rudra, the king, is not an ordinary devotee. He's considered to be the first sevite or servant of Lord Jagannath. Even now, there is a king in Puri, a very nice devotee and a good friend of many devotees, maybe of some of them here, who is, although he doesn't hold any official political office, India is ruled by democracy and not by monarchy any longer. Even though he is not an official politician, he is still considered by the people to be the real king, the real governor, and the first servant of Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath appeared to the king in the dream. And when the king saw Lord Jagannath, he first saw him on the altar. Then Lord Jagannath jumped from the ocean, from the, not ocean, the altar, developed mucus and tears and rolled on the ground and sat back on the altar. He developed the same tears and the same mucus as Gauranga Mahaprabhu had developed. The king saw this, and you know, he, since generations, he is considered to be the first servant of Lord Jagannath. He rushed forward and wanted to touch the lotus feet of Jagannath. Then Jagannath said, "Stop. You are a king. Your body is very fragrant with perfume and good sandalwood. You should not try to touch my body, which has become so dirty. No, your body is transcendental," explained Pratapa Rudra, and continued to walk towards the Lord to touch his feet. Jagannath again said, "Well, when I danced this morning in the kirtan of my own names, you thought, this is a little bit too much. Look at how ecstatic he has become." And as Lord Jagannath was explaining this, "My dear devotees, please listen with faith to this phenomena." As he was explaining it, his body became golden colored. There was a shaved head of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the beautiful golden body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu shone forward, and Prataparudra looked, and as he looked, again Gauranga, who had come from Jagannath, turned back into Jagannath, and he said, "Do you now understand?" There's a song by Vasudev goes, "He who was previously Krishna, he who is Jagannath, has now come as Gaura." Huh? "Has now come as Gaura. Do you now understand?" So this is something about Mahaprabhu's body being the playground for the continuous expression of ecstatic symptoms that carry his consciousness to a realm where he is no longer aware of his body. So I want to talk a little bit more, because it's the appearance day of Gauranga. I want to talk a little bit more about his childhood, and especially the pranks. Pranks in German is Streiche. Because he would constantly challenge people and bring them out of their comfort zones. I think this is what Krishna does. He challenges our present understanding, and he brings us out of our ordinary lives by putting situations before us which require from us that we go deep in our heart and bring out that Krishna consciousness which is there, and bring it to the table where we then decide how to act in a certain situation. Krishna consciousness is never comfortable. The spiritual path is never sedate, also abgedroschen. It is always full of new surprises, of wonderment, erstaunen, and moving forward. And what you have to learn is that to coordinate your movements on the path of Krishna consciousness with your own Krishna consciousness, which is there. In other words, you have to see, okay, what is the best way to act now in Krishna consciousness? So, here is how Mahaprabhu did everything. It is, I got the sign, our theater players are ready. So, I will just tell you this one pastime. He would constantly disturb the pandits who were taking their bath in the Ganga. There was once an elderly Brahmana, very elderly. He meditated and chanted his Gayatri Mantra, half submerged in the Ganga. You know, he stood up till his hips in the water. And all of a sudden, he felt a crocodile on his feet. And he shrieked, "Ah!" and just ran out of the out of Mother Ganga. And as he looked back into the Ganga, he saw the golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu just coming up. His locks were dripping with water, and Gauranga was just laughing at him. The Brahmana was out of his mind. He was so upset. Other Brahmanas went to chant their Gayatri mantras, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and when they came back, fully bathed, fully chanted their Gayatri mantras, and they were just coming back to the banks. Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes out of the water and goes like, it just splashed him with water. I once told this to a young devotee who has, I mean, some of you might know her, Nina Hagen, who somehow in her Nina Hagen way interprets these stories. So she, doing a television show, she once took her mouth full of water and just sprayed it on one politician. And then when the politician protested, she remembered this leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, it's Ganga water, it's very purifying. I don't think if anyone sprays, any human being sprays someone else like this, the water is still pure. But if Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whose lotus toes are the origin of Mother Ganga, don't forget, it comes from there. If he goes, they're very good for us. So all these Brahmanas came together in a band of Brahmanas, or group of Brahmanas, and went to complain to Jagannath Mishra, "Your son is this, and he did this, and to me he did this, and did you hear the newest?" And so on. But as they were talking, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came next to his father and showed his effulgence, the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which bewilders and attracts the whole universe. And the result was, they forgot all about what they had come for to complain. Just felt so attracted. So, I'm telling these leelas to you, not just to tell some nice leela. My point is really the same point of Rupa Goswami. Let us meditate about that Lord and his effulgence in the innermost chamber of our hearts. And you will see all your shoka, means lamentation, your moha, means your illusion, and your bhayapaha, means your fear, will leave you. It will go. And instead, in its place, Krishna will appear. I'm so full of enthusiasm to talk more of the pastimes, but we have now our theater group. I request you to totally encourage this group with loud applause, and although it may not exactly correspond to your cultural expectations into a very sophisticated theater show, you must not discourage the young actors, but fully encourage them, okay? Hare Krishna.
Sie werden vielleicht 3 Minuten brauchen, bis Sie